It's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast.
Gee, Mom, do I have to?
Sports commentary and a little lanyap, too.
Where are you going, Wally?
Dad's gonna play golf. I'm gonna caddy for him.
Gee, can I go along? I'd like to do that. What's a caddy?
Welcome to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast, and today we celebrate the Phil-osophy of winners. Watching Phil Mickelson when he is in contention to win any golf tournament is the sports equivalent of strapping yourself inside of an old-timey wooden roller coaster. Your ride is going to be filled with ups and downs, fast-paced gasps and thrills, and you're likely to come out a little bit shaky, but happy you took the ride along with him. Over this weekend, I watched every single one of Phil Mickelson's final 36 holes on television, which was played at the PGA Championship on the brutal but brilliantly designed Kiawah Island Ocean Golf Course alongside the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina. And like millions of other Mickelson fans, I sweated nearly every single shot that Phil took over the weekend as he built a big lead and then gave back several shots in holding on for his two-stroke victory on Sunday afternoon. On the front nine Sunday, Phil Mickelson had three birdies, three bogeys, and three pars on his card. He made a mess out of the first hole as he three-putted for a bogey. Things weren't looking good, but then on the second hole, Phil redeemed himself with a birdie. He's down, he's up again, and that is the Phil Mickelson golf game. As Phil Mickelson stood in the sand beside the par 3 fifth green on Sunday afternoon, a walking commentator for the network following this group commented that Phil Mickelson's sand shots have been less than stellar during the last year. And right on cue, Phil Mickelson lofted up a beautiful shot out of the sand, watched it float onto the green, and then gently roll into the cup for a birdie too. Yeah, Phil the thrill. He still got it. When Phil Mickelson stood on the tee box at any hole this weekend, you were never sure whether you were about to watch Phil bomb another one 300-plus yards right down the middle of the fairway, or send a quacking duck hook into a nearby lagoon, or fade his golf ball into the sand dunes of Kiawah Island Seaside Links. The lanky lefty Phil Mickelson is 6'3" tall, and his long, fluid golf swing can sometimes get away from him, too. And that's one reason why Phil Mickelson has been such a fan favorite over his incredible golf career. Everyone who's ever played golf knows that same feeling standing up on the tee box and getting ready to hit your drive. You hope that your golf swing will be good enough to send the ball down the fairway, but many times the ball simply doesn't cooperate. When Phil Mickelson is on, like he was this past weekend at the PGA Championship, it seemed like each of us watching were thinking about our greatest day on the golf course as well. And when it was done, you felt like you had worked just as hard for that win as Phil Mickelson did. While the media is understandably making a big deal out of the fact that Phil Mickelson, who will turn 51 years of age in June, had just become the oldest major championship winner in men's golf history by 2 years, I'm ready to go for another roller coaster ride with him at the U.S. Open in June. How about you? Phil Mickelson won his sixth career major championship on Sunday by taking home the Wanamaker Trophy for the second time in his career. Phil had already won three of golf's four major championships, but he desperately wants to complete golf's Grand Slam. And that's all that's missing in Phil's trophy case is the U.S. Open trophy. Phil Mickelson would love nothing better than to join the elite fivesome of Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tiger Woods as the only people who have won golf's Grand Slam. With his win on Sunday at the PGA Championship, one of Phil Mickelson's perks now is being exempt from qualifying to play in any PGA tournament or major championship. Anything he wants to play, he can enter for the next 5 years. Phil will be nearly 56 years old by the time all of those exemptions should end. Now, the only people who probably weren't happy about Phil's win on Sunday were the golf tournament sponsors on the PGA Champions or Senior Tour. It certainly doesn't look like Lefty will be playing with his old friends very often for the next few years after his win on Sunday. Phil Mickelson has come incredibly close to winning the U.S. Open before. He owns the record of finishing second an amazing 6 times in that U.S. Open. He's been due for this tournament for over 20 years. As if yesterday's thrilling PGA Championship wasn't enough for golf fans, this year's U.S. Open will be played on Father's Day weekend at the Torrey Pines Golf Course, which is located just a few miles from, yes, Phil Mickelson's home in San Diego, California. Those of us who followed Phil Mickelson's career would not be surprised if he won the U.S. Open next month. We also wouldn't be surprised if he goes out and shoots a 68 in round one, followed up by an 80 in round two, and misses the cut as well. Well, that's the part of fun of rooting for Phil Mickelson, as nobody, including Phil himself, knows what to expect whenever he tees it up week to week on tour. Phil Mickelson doesn't play golf in the robotic style which typifies most PGA professionals. And that's not a knock on those other great golfers. Phil Mickelson, though, seems to be enjoying playing the game in his own special way, and especially when he's playing it at his best. I've always compared Phil to Arnold Palmer as to his bond with golf fans. Arnie told a young Phil Mickelson years ago to acknowledge the appreciation of the golf fans, and they will love you back. And if you watched any of PGA Championship tournament this weekend, the love for Phil Mickelson was enthusiastically provided by thousands of South Carolina golf fans in attendance. He was cheered at every step of the way all weekend long. As Golf Channel analyst and former PGA player Justin Leonard said after Sunday's win, Phil is going to have to ice his thumb down tonight after all of the thumbs up acknowledgments he was giving the fans out there today. After Phil Mickelson and playing partner Brooks Koepka hit their second shots onto the 18th hole, with Phil clinging to his two-shot lead, thousands of excited golf fans spilled onto the fairway to encircle the green. It was reminiscent of what fans do on the final hole at the British Open every summer, but this time, it was happening in the States, in South Carolina. Though Mickelson would later say that the experience of walking through the fans on his way to the 18th green was a little bit concerning at first, he would just smile and waded through the sea of people before he reached the green. The fans were genuinely amped to be in attendance with Phil, as Phil, the people's champion, was completing a historic major championship win. Afterwards, Phil was asked about how he could still play so well at age 50. And he said, "I've tried to stay more in the present and at the shot at hand and not jump ahead and race. I've tried to shut my mind to a lot of stuff going on around. I wasn't watching TV. I wasn't getting on my phone. I was just trying to quiet things down because I'll let my thoughts get racing and I just tried to stay calm." Mickelson acknowledged that as he gets older, he works harder on his game these days. Off the course, he's doing more training and has been watching his diet closer than ever. On the course, he continues to work on keeping his focus for all 18 holes. Unlike so many professional golfers with back and knee injuries due to swinging the golf club so hard for years, Mickelson knows that he's been very fortunate to avoid major injuries. Phil Mickelson's achievement at age 50 in golf is reminiscent of football's ageless Tom Brady, who quarterbacked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a Super Bowl win this year at the age of 43. And tennis great Roger Federer has been winning at the highest level of his sport for the last two decades, and he'll be turning 40 and still playing tennis this summer. It's a joy to watch these winners still competing. It's not about the prize money, as each of these professionals has lots of that. They thrive on the passion of playing their sport at the highest level of competition. As long as they're physically able to compete, their mental skills can take them the rest of the way. In Phil Mickelson's case, he's having the time of his life, and he still thinks playing golf is lots of fun. After winning the PGA Championship trophy on Sunday evening, Phil Mickelson said that he is realistic and remains quite aware of how hard it is to win on tour. He said, "It's very possible that this is the last golf tournament I ever win. Well, NBC and golf fans around the world sure hope it's not, because NBC will be lucky enough to be covering the next golf major in June with the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. The network's sales department must be jubilant today with the thought of having Phil Mickelson in the mix again next month. It could be a ratings and financial bonanza for NBC, but there is one thing we can be sure of. As long as that roller coaster ride called Phil Mickelson is still rolling on the tracks, we're guaranteed to see and enjoy a few more thrills again sometime soon. Here's to the winners. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.
Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see.